99.9 FM. Oh my goodness, we are just undefeated as a radio station, best radio station on the planet. Fire and we got a fire show coming up for you guys. As most of you are recurring guests, because I know all of you guys vapidly turn on whenever we're on the radio, you guys just scurry to get on. So if you're following along, this is our second week of doing songs that we feel impacted us or impacted our music listening journey from then on, whether it be songs that introduced us to artists, to genres, to styles, to different people, or just to different communities in general. Today's going to be my episode, and our first song is A World Beyond by a local band called The Morning Star. They're a hardcore band, or I guess kind of more like metalcore, but I was actually at their first show, and this was back to when I first started going to hardcore shows, and I remember like listening to their set, and it like completely changed my perspective. At the time, like, I was mostly listening to kind of just, I was new into the scene, so I was listening to the more popular stuff, and I hadn't really delved into the more metalcore-y kind of songs. And I remember them playing their set, and it really just turned me on to like a whole new thing, and just feeling that live, it's gotten me hooked to going to hardcore shows. So yeah, this is A World Beyond by Morningstar. I hope you guys like it.
ssn.ubc@gmail.com.
Okay, that was A World Beyond by Morningstar. Up next, we got By the Waters by Mahumoto. This band is so cool. My friend Jack showed me them, and I remember when I first listened to this song, or rather, I mean, this is kind of cheating because I first listened to this song, thought it was dope, and then put it away, but or listened to another song by them. But when I first listened to this song, By the Waters, I listened to it recently, and I listened to their entire discography like soon after that. Like, I was absolutely hooked to the sound of this band. I think they're so sick. I think the genres that they blend, like the kind of harder stuff with the more melodic choruses, and the way that they handle time and just really let the same things they might think is boring kind of resonate out and build a feeling and a kind of story to the song. I think they do it masterfully, and I really, really, really like this song, and it really inspires me in my own music writing endeavors to be able to write something like this. I don't know when to come in here. Should I just let it ring out? Or?
Let it go.
And we're good. Okay. That was By the Waters. Gas song. Just so good. I know some of you guys are going to try to say that you didn't mess with it because you guys are haters.
Damn.
No, I'm just no opinions you're lying. Allowed. You're lying to yourselves. Okay, no. This next song is Cortez the Killer by Neil Young, famously not on Spotify.
Why was he not on Spotify?
What was it again?
It's like a Joe Rogan thing, I think.
Oh, was it the Joe Rogan thing? Okay, that's kind of based. But yeah, Cortez the Killer is such a sick song. And as a musician, I play guitar, but I'm also I do singing and stuff like that. But I never really got the jam sesh kind of vibe. I'm not like a skilled enough guitarist to just jam with other people. And this song, I feel like, perfectly encapsulates like a song that's just jamming. It's so cool. It's infectious. Like you want to be on the same wavelength that they were when they were writing this song. And it's just a really, really beautiful song. And I think this exemplifies jamming and got me more into this type of song. You know, songs like Sweet Nothing by the Velvet Underground, other songs like that, just songs that are take their time, are long, and are just real jam session kind of vibes. But yeah, this is Cortez the Killer.
Thank you. together, and they lifted many storms, and they carried them to the flatlands, but they died along the way, and they filled up with their bare hands what we still can't do today. And I know she's living there, and she loves me too. Day. I still can't remember when or how I lost my way.
Taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Okay, yeah, that was Cortez the Killer. I'm sorry, guys. I got, like, only long-ass songs on this. Oh. Okay. anyways, this next song is I Hate It Too by the band Hum. Hum is, like, my favorite band of all time. You might hear me say that a lot. I say that about, like, every band. But specifically, these guys are dope. This whole album is so sick. All of the earlier stuff is really sick. But this song in particular, I think, is such a beautiful piece of music. And I know I was kind of saying it about By the Waters by Mahomoto earlier, but Hum is really, like, if there's any bands like Hum, I will guarantee like their music. They're like the archetype of band that I search for desperately to find more songs like, because they do such a good job with their lyricism, with the vibe kind of mixing almost like a shoegazy with kind of harder stuff at some points, softer stuff at other points. I really, really like the balance of music that they've come up with. And I Hate It Too is just such a pretty and good song.
What's the album cover for this?
Oh, it's just like a green background with a little zebra chilling. It's called You Prefer an Astronaut. Gas album too.
Really
Gas
album too.
Yeah.
Sounds, I wish the ceiling was the ground. I'll send you flowers made of silent tiny pieces of the sun to help me make up for this one. While you send me tidal waves of love when you're alone, and I can't remember what you do to find a way to turn the signal back to heaven sounding blue and bring me faithful back to you. She don't hold me right. She's never gonna get me there. And she don't hold me right. She's never gonna get me there. Not tonight.
Discover Noreen Braun's album Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Okay, so that was Any Sense of Time by the Inbreds. So this, the way that impacted me is a little bit different. But at the time that I was listening to this, I was really into like kind of hardcore and other metal things, and just a lot of hip hop at the time as well. And Samson, I see. Yeah, just for audio listeners only, Abe is doing a really silly face right now. I'm trying to throw me off my game. Not cool. Not a cool vibe. Any Sense of Time, it really got me back into the type of music that I was into when I was younger, which was kind of chiller, more acoustic things with elements of harder stuff as well. And I really, really like this. I mean, this kind of started the phase that I'm currently in where I'm listening to, like, you know, a lot of Red House Painters or Sun Kill Moon, that kind of vibe, the more chill, singular voice and just acoustic kind of things. And that's kind of why I put that song. It could have been many different songs, but that one was one that I remember precisely. Also, though, the next song we got coming up is Mic Check by Cornelius. This one's a little bit of a goofy one, but I found it like a year or two ago. And it, like, I may have been under some influences, but when I first listened to it, it completely changed my perception of music. I thought it was the coolest thing of all time. I thought it was just so ingeniously done. There's going to be a lot of weird silence. Do not worry. You are not going insane. It's just the song building up. And I promise you, if you do not like the payoff, then you are just a hater at heart. I know you guys are out there. I know there's some haters out there. We don't even have fans yet, but I know there's haters first. But yeah, this is Mic Check by Cornelius. I love you.
Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Okay, this next song, Unfinished by the band Mineral. Abe's brother actually showed it to me. So shouts out Ty.
Damn, did not know that.
But yeah, no, it is like such an incredible song. You'll kind of notice like a lot of these songs are very like grandiose, kind of build-up-y songs, but this one in particular got me way more into emo, and I guess kind of Midwest emo, but this is kind of earlier stuff, so I wouldn't have been Midwest emo at the time. But yeah, no, I really, really, really love this song, and I really love the genre that it introduced me to as well, and like all of the different bands that I would have never known without hearing this. Shouts out Ty, your brother's the goat, man. Thank you.
This next one is a banger. This next one is the best song of all time.
Okay, let me give you some context here. In like grade 9 or grade 8, I can't remember, but I was perusing Reddit, just looking deeply I'm not at all. I actually...
Julian's a huge Reddit guy.
I'm not going to get into my opinions about Reddit, but I have some very fiery opinions, but I hate Reddit, just as a blanket statement. I really don't like Reddit. But this song, shouts out Reddit, I guess, because I found Moonchild by Stereotype A, and this whole album was like so sick. But the story is kind of that I found this song, I really liked it, put it on my like songs, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna check out this album like later. And then fast forward like literally like 5 or 6 years to like 6 months ago, where I was watching an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Chibo Amato played in the episode, and they played Spoon, which is another gas song. Oh, this is like really sick. Let me go check out the album. And it was Stereotype A. And I was like, okay, I got to give this album a re-listen. And it's just been power ever since.
Like, you're going to listen to anything, listen. If you're going to listen to music ever again in your life, listen to Stereotype A.
It's such a good album. And I'm always desperately looking for more albums like it. It's gotten me into, even though it's not really trip hop, it's gotten me into like a lot of trip hop because I'm looking for like a similar vibe. And yeah, this album is goated. But I love this song in particular.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We're coming to a close here. And I think finishing this off with like one of the best songs so far. This is More Than You Know by Arbutus Blue, a local artist and a good friend of mine. And the impact that this had on my life is I've never felt more pride for like another person that I've ever met. This song is just so incredible. And I love Jack, the guy who made this, like a brother. And it was just so incredible to see such a beautiful piece of art from a person that you really care about. And it inspires me every day. I mean, we're in a band together, but this is his solo side stuff. And it inspires me every day to improve as an artist. And I strive to reach a level where I can be and view him as like an equal in the field. You know what I mean? Because this is seriously an achievement. And
actually, really an awesome song.
Really, really good song.
It means a lot to me. Thank you. Bye, you guys. Oh, actually, you know what? I'll hand over the mic. Let's not be selfish here. That was Julian. Goodbye.
That was Samson. Goodbye.
And I'm Abe. Peace out. We will see you again in 2 weeks for my episode. All right, here's More Than You Know by Arbutus Blue. Not
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Last time I saw him.